Welcome to a brand new podcast series. It is me, Damon Does Trading, and thank you so much for joining me. Okay, let's fade that out. Who wants to listen to podcast intros anyway? It's all about listening to, I don't want podcast. Yeah, I used to podcast for ages, but you know what? I've spent literally the last 3 months just kind of putting off and putting off and putting off just sitting down and recording a podcast. I've been so kind of focused on doing the videos for the Damon Does Trading YouTube channel, which if you haven't seen, please head over, subscribe, like, all that kind of stuff. Ask any trading-related questions you feel fit, which is great. And now I've got the opportunity to sit down and just talk. Like I say, it's taken me a couple of months, and this is what I want to talk about in the first podcast. I don't want to go too deep and heavy and meaningful with the whole trading thing. That's, you know, this podcast, by the way, is not, it's not a serious necessarily look at, sometimes it's going to be serious where we kind of drill down as to, you know, what holds you back from success in trading and ultimately what the, you know, what is the pathway to success in trading. You know, I can give you the benefit of my experience in that. I've been, you know, trading now on the markets for around 16 odd years. So, you know, a ton of experience there, you know, done well over 1,000 videos on the subject. So, you know, in terms of trading education, I've been kicking about trading education like for, I don't know, like 8-10 years. And, you know, I've been away for the last 2 years. And so talking about this whole area of self-development, personal development, psychology, positive thinking, you know, I find this fascinating. Okay, because, you know, I grew up in my working career in the 90s around this whole kind of industry of personal development, you know, the Tony Robbins, the Jim Rohn, the Zig Ziglars, Wayne Dyers, etc., etc. You know, there's loads of stuff. And I still, you know, dip in and out. You know, one of my favorite books is The Success Principles by Jack Canfield. I like that because it's kind of written in a language I understand. You know, but if you, you know, if we want to cut through this, you know, like Tony Robbins' book, sometimes his books is just a little bit too in-depth. You know, that's not his fault. That's my fault, you know. And that's how it is with trading sometimes, is that the information that you receive is a lot of times just too in-depth. And, you know, it's just not resonating with you. You know, that I think that's a better way of putting it. Like a lot of Tony Robbins is brilliant, is good. It can be very motivational, but a lot of it just doesn't resonate with me personally. But that said, doesn't matter. You know, Jim Rohn, I think, writes some very, very good stuff, Down to Earth, etc. And, you know, if you remove all the rah-rah out of it and, you know, all the chest thumping and, you know, it's, you know, kind of tree-hugging stuff, you know, I think, yeah, there's some excellent stuff in there. But, you know, I kind of stopped reading like about 2 or 3 years ago. I think about 3 years ago, I noticed a trend where I was kind of drifting away from actually reading books. And I used to read an enormous amount of books, an enormous amount. But I started drifting off. And that to me, I could just feel something wasn't quite right. And it was almost like my brain was just saying to me, enough, you can't consume any more kind of information into your little brain. And you know, it's, that was quite profound for me. So I took a break from, you know, the whole trading education stuff for about 2 years. And during that time, just before that time, I was picking up a couple of other books, which were almost like the anti self-development side of things. And I found these incredibly interesting. You know, the Mark Manson has brought out a couple of books. Everything is F-U-C-K-E-D. And also The Subtle Art of Not Giving a F-U-C-K. There's also, what's the other one? There's another one, Barking Up the Wrong Tree, which is, I believe that's by a guy called Eric Barker. I've just checked it. Yes, it is. Now, these books I found enormously informative, just because I'd spent so many years looking at it from one side, that looking at it from the flip side, it was like, oh my God, this is like, yeah, I get this and I get that. And all of a sudden it's like, it's a bit like Star Wars, isn't it? It's like, you know, the going to the dark side of like, okay, right now you're not actually meant to give a toss about anything, except, you know, just do. And I kind of, maybe that's just progression in life where you reach a point and you just think, you know what, just stop overthinking stuff and just do it. And this is what happens with a lot of people in trading. They kind of just overthink stuff and they go searching for a whole ton of information. And, you know, just it's like this continual search without any development. You know, you've got to ask yourself, you know, if you've been in trading 5 years as an example, is that 5 years experience or is it five times 1 year's experience? You know, have you not moved forward? All that kind of stuff. So in this podcast going forward, I'm going to make this like a, yeah, almost like a short-ish podcast because I just want to get the ball rolling. I've been procrastinating for so long with this podcast, where not that I've been putting it off, it's just that the my setup is kind of just so complicated and it, you know, it's like just so bizarre. But it's a bit like trading for a lot of people. They just overcomplicate things, load up their charts with indicators, and you know what, it's the simple stuff that works, you know. And this is what this podcast is going to be all about, is just, you know, aiming to put those tools in your hands. You know, the thing is, I can't come to your desk, your office, or wherever you trade and press the button for you. You know, that's where, you know, your brain chemicals going down to your hand pressing the button comes into play. But we can, you know, help you learn. And, you know, I do that via, obviously, the Damon Does Trading YouTube channel. So if you haven't visited there, please consider heading over there and subscribing and watching the videos. You get an enormous amount of value out of those, you know, live trading, trading education, daily analysis videos, etc. And the podcast as well, because, of course, this is where we talk. It's a bit like a proverbial bar room, you know, where we kick back and just kind of talk about trading and have a laugh about life and kind of, you know, there's so many different areas of trading that we can talk about. And just have a bit of fun with, lighthearted for you to listen to. And it's just great. You know, I tell you what, some of the best conversations I've ever had about trading have occurred like in a coffee shop or over a beer where someone will just say, what about this? And yeah, and the amount of times where I've said, my God, I just wish that I had something I could record with, because, you know, away you go and, you know, like 45 minutes later, yeah, you know, it's just like, you know, the best conversation ever and it's gone. That's it. It's like, there's no record of it. And it's just, you know, so maybe we can kind of recreate some of those conversations and, you know, dive into those, and that'll be really cool. So yeah, loads of stuff coming up, you know, so please stay tuned, you know, subscribe to the channel, both the podcast and the YouTube channel. And I'll see you on the next podcast. Thank you for listening and take care.